place.
Oh, Roper, here you go. Now, you know this opening is not really built for, well, for someone like me.
Hello, everybody! My name is Mama Haggard. Yep, Mama Haggard. Mm-hmm. My real name is Earlvine Haggard. Earlvine. My parents had this really nifty idea. Combine Earline and Levi. Earline, what a name. Just call me Mama, will you? Now, I should have tidied up here.
Recording.
Now, what's back there? Ooh, hello. I won't be turning my back to you too much this morning. My dear friend, Miss Pat, asked me to come today. Miss Pat asked me to come every once in a while because she says that people get tired and they need a little lifting up, and for some reason she can't do it. I don't know what her problem is. I have no problem, you know. I say, sing for joy to the Lord. Okay, I don't have Miss Pat's voice. But I do have a heart similar to hers. A heart for Jesus. A heart for loving. Now, she's told me quite a bit about y'all. There's some things here we will need to discuss. Oh, wait a minute. Why does my purse have a trash bag in it? Oh, my heavens. We need to clean up something here, or what's the deal? Oh, I know why I put this in here. It's New Year's Day, and you're supposed to clean out everything that's ducky and icky and throw in the trash. Get rid of it and start a whole new year. So there you go. I'll let y'all do that later, okay? And Miss Pat put this in here in case I went on too long to shut me up. Well, I'm here for a specific reason today, and I'm here to bring you the message. Now, you've got to understand, I'm not a preacher. Oh, my heavens, I'm falling apart everywhere, aren't I? Oh, well. I'm here to bring you a message, and I'm here to tell you about the three wise guys. The three wise guys. Oh, look at that pretty little thing back there. All the way back there in the back. She's just pretty little. No, not you, sir. No. You look sort of like Pops, my husband. Yeah. We'll talk later. That pretty little thing. Do you know how to work this thing? Can you make it have the scripture on it? Woo! It's a miracle. All right, so here's the story I'm going to tell you today. And count. Oh, no. That's not the right story. Good heavens, people. That's the genealogy of Jesus. You know, I come from good stock. I'm a child of God. Are y'all a child of God? Yeah. You could be. If you're not, you could be today. You could be a child of God. But you don't want to hear that. I don't know what Miss Pat was thinking. She's out of her mind. She probably needs to lay down and rest. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to read now. Okay, I'm ready. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise guys from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." Homage.
homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling it, you know, King Herod was a really bad guy. I mean, this was a really bad guy. He didn't want Jesus. He didn't want another king. Did you hear that? King, born king of the Jews. He didn't want no king. So he called his wise guys, and he learned from them exactly the time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently. That means try really hard. And when you've found him, bring me word so that I may also pay him. Oh, there's that word again. Homage, homage, homage. When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star. Star? A great star was in the sky, leading the wise guys on their way. Have you ever followed a star? Do you know that if you follow a star, you'll walk right off the face of the earth? Yeah, you will. You just keep walking and following that star. You just fall right off the face of the earth. Some of you are shaking your head. What? Didn't you go to school? Don't you know nothing? Okay. So anyway, they got there to Bethlehem. And when they got there, they saw the child. They saw Jesus. Oh my gosh, they saw Jesus. Oh, I want to see Jesus so bad. I can't even. What did I have this in my hands for? I want to see Jesus so bad. Let me tell you. To see Jesus, these three wise guys, they go and they want to see Jesus so bad. And when they see him, they realize he was the Savior. Messiah. Now, my husband, we call him Pops. My husband, he's an interesting man. He doesn't like the word Messiah. He thinks it means messy. Yeah, messy. Messy IA or messy IR. So he doesn't like that word. But see, I love that word. Messiah. It's Savior. The Savior of the world came as a little. Oh, look, you got a baby in the manger. Aw, let's see our little baby here. He's going to be. He's a sheep. He's a sheep. Well, aren't you a progressive church? I love it. You're just all good, aren't you? Anyway, my husband, we've been married forever. We were married before Jesus was born. Well, maybe not quite that long, but anyway, it feels that way some days. And we have 9 children. We have 21 grandchildren. We have 72 great-grandchildren. And they were all at our house. That's why I look the way I do. And I get tired. Don't you get tired? I get tired. I'm waiting on them hand and foot. 72 great-grandchildren. Not a one of them can clean up after themselves and leave stuff all around just like I have this morning. Maybe I better take these garbage bags back to them. Teach them a thing or two. Well, you know, we were talking one night. Pops and I were talking. And we decided the kids had forgotten what Christmas is all about, that it's about baby Jesus. And so we decided we'd get them all together, the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. That's a lot of people to get together, you know. That's about how many people this church had in the sanctuary on Christmas Eve. And we got them together, and we sat down, and we made them all turn off their cell phones. Yeah. And their iPads. And their iPhones and their eyes, and whatever. Their eyes. You know?
and just listen to the real Christmas story. No, I'm not talking about Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. I'm talking about Jesus and Mary and Joseph and the baby who comes to save us. We sat there with all of them. And we said, you know, kids, this is what Christmas is all about. It's not about all those thousands of presents that are in the other room. It's not about all that wrapping paper. It's not. And you know that there were three kings who didn't come to Christmas, come to the manger, and get presents. They brought them. They brought presents to baby Jesus. Well, I gotta tell you, I think it must have had some effect, because when we all went trucking to the church that night, we had to go in a caravan because there's so many of us, but when we went to the church that night, our grandkids and our great-grandkids each took one of their Christmas presents, and they left it at the manger. Now, I'm not quite sure what baby Jesus is going to do with 4 32-inch flat screen TVs, 16 iPads, and a whole lot of other junk. But I was right proud of them, because they understood that when baby Jesus comes, y'all get changed. When baby Jesus comes, you don't have to live in your sin anymore. When baby Jesus comes, His presence is just like that light shining in the window right now. And it feels clean and warm and good. When baby Jesus comes, there's hope. And boy, do we need hope this year. There's hope in this world. Now, my friend Miss Pat said, I can't go on. Not too long. That somebody keeps track of time in this church, wherever you are, stopping. But I want to tell you one more thing, and that is this. If you got a lick of sense, you'll get to know Jesus. And if you got any love in your heart, you make this your church home. And if you got any wisdom, you'll listen to that little short minister that you hired. Because, you know, she's short and she's strange. She's strange. She's a strange girl. I can tell you, she's a strange girl. Do you know that girl does her own dishes? She irons her own clothes. Why don't you have grandkids to do that stuff? Anyway, you listen to that girl, because she's got a few things she can help you with. And you've got some stuff you can help her with, because she's not good at taking time off. She's not good at resting. She's not good when people say no. If you tell her no, she'll try and do it 10 times over. Just nod and say yes to everything she says, and everything's just going to be all right. I gotta go now, but because I hear her car out in the parking lot, we won't be in the same room together. I love her and all, but you know, no, I don't really need to. I tell you, we're gonna have y'all sing, I think, something nice, maybe about kings. I don't know. And then if there's some of you that have decided that in following Jesus, you've decided you want this to be your church home. Well, you just come up here at the last verse, and I'll bet you Miss Pat will be back by then, and she can do something about it. And in the meantime, Mama Haggard will be back when y'all misbehave. Because what I do best is call y'all on bad behavior. Remember, I got 9 kids. I know about discipline. Switches are my favorite. Bye-bye!
Ha, ha, ha.